two diseases which are perhaps least talked about in what's referred to as polite society, and also perhaps least understood, are cancer and VD. Well, we have Frank Rowntree, the city's health education officer, in the studio to talk about them. Which one should we start with?
Well, I'd like to tackle cancer first of all, Peter. This is a word that frightens most people. They feel that when it's mentioned, it's a sentence of death. So much so that if a woman or a man notices something that isn't all right and they suspect that it might be cancer, they won't even go and have the thing investigated because they say, well, there's nothing much you can do about it. Now, this is complete nonsense. Cancer is not one disease. It is many diseases. It takes many different forms. Some cancers are very, very easily cured at almost any time. Some are very easily cured, particularly in the early stages. All cancers can be treated, no matter what the stage is. And the old belief that to die from cancer, as some people do, is going to be an inevitably a painful, horrible procedure. This today, with the modern aids that we've got to ease pain and suffering, just isn't true. As anybody who has known of a recent cancer death could quite readily confirm. I know an elderly lady whose husband died from cancer. She was terrified. She came and said, they won't let him suffer. And I said to her, in his last weeks, he's going to be more comfortable and happier and cosier than he's ever been since he was a baby. And she believed this, and she saw it came to pass. And that woman is doing more good now to get rid of the crazy ideas about cancer than anybody else I know, because she's saying that this isn't something to be afraid of. If it is one of the cancers that kills, well, it's not going to be a horrible sort of end. But let's go to the positive side. If anyone notices anything that's unusual, irregular bleeding, a lump, a sore that won't heal, anything that persists that isn't normal, it ought to be investigated. Not because it might be cancer, it probably won't be, but it is a sign that something is wrong. Now, the longer the delay in seeking treatment and advice, the more difficult it is going to be to, with ease and certainty, get rid of the condition. And again, thinking about cancer, there are tests now for various forms of cancer, quite simple, quite straightforward, that all too few people are taking advantage of. If there is any woman in the listening audience now who is eligible for a smear test and hasn't had it, she ought to ask herself why not. It's quick, it's painless, it's free, and by God, it's reassuring.
And finally, a quick one which I must ask you. I'm a smoker myself. The relationship between smoking and cancer.
We know more and more about the causes of certain types of cancer. Smoking and lung cancer are inevitably linked. It's one of the greatest hazards to life now. There are many others that we know about, and more undoubtedly will be found in the future.